As seen previously, the object type is automatically generated when a selector type is selected at table creation. Object types are accessible from the data browse in the table T base object type. Here, you can see and edit all existing object types as well as add new lines. Let's search our infringement object type. As you can see, some fields are already filled in. Let's add the link to the selector in the column Default Selector by selecting Infringement. Notice that we can add the URL to the object's browse and manage pages. We haven't created them yet, but we can enter the URLs that we'll use later when creating the pages. Note that for the manage page, we added a variable, 0 between curly brackets, at the end of the URL. This is because when this URL is used by the browse to access an infringement object, the variable will be replaced by the object's ID to display the record. The box Risky Access Type Deactivated is used when you want to allow or restrict access to this object for users with local profiles. Let's check the box to allow page access for contracts local profile users.